Caden climbs on and gets a false start, just jumped the elbow a little bit there, but no big deal. Off the whistle, Zabrowski tries to stand up. Caden throws an armbar in and brings him back down. Got a deep waist. Reaching across to grab that wrist, trying to get a tilt here. He's got a deep armbar on the right side of Zabrowski. Trying to take him over.
He's now he's trying to grab that wrist. Keeps the arm bar in. Now he's got the wrist.
He's got the wrist
off to the side. Starting to walk him over.
Zabrowski's got that leg posted way out there. Caden brings him back and then tries to take him back over again, but slips off it, so he just regroups, and now he's back into another arm bar here. Got Zabrowski just flattened out on the mat. Down to 1 minute to go here in the second period. Zabrowski comes around. Tries to come around and get a reversal, and Caden just stayed with that move, and now he's
stepped over
the top and trying to bring him over on a kind of a jerk here. He's going to get some more near fall points. He's leading 8-0 already, and he's going to get three more, so 11-0. We might be wrong in that. I bet Mineota put their, yes, we got the wrong color. They were in the dark blue uniforms before, and now they're in their gold, suppose you call it championship singlets. So, yeah, Zabrowski is leading 11-0 over Kane Lenevsky. Excuse us, we got the singlets wrong. So, yeah, Kane got a bloody nose on that. So they're over getting that cleaned up right now. Yeah, they have it right up on the board up there. That was our bad. I was looking at the dark blue uniform like they had on before. They have their gold and blue singlets on for placing.
Okay.
So Caden is down in the bottom, getting set for a fresh start here. Off the whistle, Caden tries to stand up, and Zabrowski just throws in an armbar. Now he goes up into a cross face. Caden Lenevsky trying to get up to his base, but Zabrowski just pinning him down. Every time he gets up, he chops an arm or does something, so keeping him on the mat. 3 seconds to go in the second period. Caden tries to step over, but Zabrowski blocks that, and that's going to end the second period. Caden Lenevsky down 11-0. Off the whistle, Zabrowski stands up. Caden kind of slips off the body and goes down to the mat, and Zabrowski kind of turns around on it, and he's going to get a two-point takedown out of this. 13-0. Now he goes right into an arm bar. Now he's got a double arm bar hooked up. Lenevsky's just trying to base out. Now Zabrowski goes into a head lever. Caden comes up to his feet. Zabrowski takes him down. Puts that arm bar back in, trying to get that far wrist. Caden now is going to get warned for stalling. Zabrowski trying to bring him over, and that arm bar that just about got too high there, and then he throws in a half. Now he takes him over right out of the edge of the mat. A lot of time, minute 9 to go. Caden kind of jumps over the top of him and gets back to his stomach, and that's going to be a tech fall. 16-0 with 1:01 left to go in the third period.
3:59.
Well, so he'll take sixth place.
Caden will get sixth place.
And he's an underclassman, so yeah. Great tournament for him.
He had a great tournament.
Now we will be waiting for Eli Greenman to come up here at 1:21. see if he's on deck anywhere here. He is not on the on deck, so we can
send it back to you, Paul. At the station, when we come back, we will have that match. Back here at the Xcel Energy Center, Dick Newman along with Danny Lee. And we've got Eli Freeman coming out from Canby in the next match.
About a minute 15.
Where he's going to be. And this is how he got to this point. He's wrestling for, I believe, what?
Fifth place.
Yeah. Yep.
So, yeah, his first match started out with a good match, a 1-8-6 over Louis Lopez of Medford. Came back, as we said earlier, a wild match in his second match. Ends up winning that match 15-10 over Ian Tokenham. And then he got beat by Zach Reamer from Mille Lacs, 8-4. And then he come back and lost the next match 9-3.
That to put him in the fifth place.
Put him back into the fifth place. Yep, yep. There you go. And then, so now in, he is set to face Mo Erdman. We do not have a. I think we were going to look up at some letters, so we didn't get that done. But doesn't matter where he's from. I guess that's who he's going to wrestle. Mo Erdman. He is a.
I'll say it.
It is a junior, or Mo is a junior with a 37-8 record. Eli Greenman is also a junior with a 39-9 record. And then we've got a couple other matches coming up we're going to be watching for. Daniel Gunlickson. Got Sam Greets coming up. And then Brady Rohde. And then in the finals will be Nick Wagner.
And if we can watch Markauer's match.
Landon Markauer.
He's wrestling for third place. So we'll take either third or fourth. And he's standing pretty tall on the podium there.
I feel pretty good about that.
Yes, for sure.
All right, here comes Eli Greenman. They're staging right alongside the scorer's table to get their names in there, make sure everything's right, get their what color leg band they're going to put on, and we'll be going here in just a few seconds. Eli will be red on the scoreboard. He is wrestling Mo Erdman. Off the whistle, both guys just getting a front tire. Erdman kind of tries to step in on the body lock, but Greenman pushes him back. Erdman shoots down at a leg. Eli counters it, tries going around the corner, but they go out of bounds. 1:42 to go. Full 2 minutes in these matches.
Yep.
Oh,
okay.
Placing.
Okay. Eli's really quick on the takedowns and that. He's pretty explosive.
Yep. Again, Mo Erdman's got a double underhook on him, and he had his hands clasped in the middle of the back. You're supposed to get to one side, but he didn't attempt to throw, so it's not illegal.
Right.
It was more.
Ooh.
Eli just stepped off the mat and threw a headlock. Had that would have been on the mat. It would have been a good one. But they were ran out of room and went out of bounds with that headlock. Now Erdman shoots in off the whistle.
Cammy,
got his head trapped in the middle.
Cammy does such a great job of sprawling back. Like Danny said earlier in the day, they arch the back and they just put that head right down. But he spun around there and got the takedown.
Yeah, Erdman did most of the work there. He shot in and just kind of snapped him down and just spun around in the circle. Got the takedown, and now Erdman gets up and gets the escape. 2-1.
Yep.
40 seconds to go here, first period. Right out on the edge. He's got Erdman right onto the edge of the mat here, so if you try attempt a shot, you're probably going to run out of real estate and not get any points. But now they start to turn around and get back on the mat. Oh, Hoffman tries to step in on an inside trip, and Eli swung a nasty little headlock. But they were out of bounds, so nothing, no points or nothing. Oh, now Erdman goes down on a low single, just sweeps the outside ankle. Eli's kind of got him trapped underneath and trying to come out that back door. Erdman is, spins around, but Eli grabs his ankle and brings him up.
Wow.
And they're going to stop it. Time ran out.
Oh.
So no points, I don't think, are going to be awarded either way there. Eli was really, really close to getting that takedown.
Two officials are talking it over.
When he spun around on the top.
Find out when the clock expired.
I thought it was potentially dangerous, but it was a clock that expired when they blew the whistle.
Marthauer, Landon Marthauer, is out on the mat, but no score here after the first period. I try to keep you updated on that.
So 2-1 at the end of the second period. I believe it will be. Have they flipped the disc? I'm not sure if they did. Bringing both the wrestlers into the middle of the mat. Now they're going to flip the disc to see whose choice it is. It's going to be Landon, or Eli's. He is going to defer. And Erdman is going to choose down. Eli Greenman leading 2-1.
Erdman on the whistle with a nice stand up. Eli tried to stay with him and basically let him go. So it's 2-1 right now.
2-2. 2-2. Takedown in two states. Yep. They go out of bounds right by Camby Coach's corner, and Eli turned and looked at him and got a little bit of information and went back out there in the middle. Now they're both just in a front head tie here. 1:30 to go in the second period. Erdman tries to reach in on a low single again like he did before, an ankle pick, and Eli reaches down and grabs his hand and stops it. Now he's in a Russian tie. Both kids are really pushing hard on each other. They're going to, somebody's going to go flying by the end of this match, I got a feeling.
They really move. Siler Rudolph from Foley has a 5-0 lead on Marthauer, Landon Marthauer right now.
Off the whistle, Erdman tries to sit. Oh, and he hip heist over the top of Eli, but Eli swung around right underneath it and is going to get a 2-point takedown. Or a 2-point reversal, excuse me.
So he leads now 4-2. 45 seconds left in the second period.
Now he's got a armbar in, and he's got the wrist down through the legs, trying to tilt Mo Erdman over. Erdman's got that right arm all posted and stopping him from going, but if nothing else, he's burning some valuable time here with a pinning combination, which is not going to. Erdman tries to kick over the top. Eli is going to get warned for stalling, for just letting Erdman kind of go out of bounds. He didn't really try to drag him back in and just pushed him out of bounds. So no points awarded. That was the first warning, so he's fine with that. Down to 20 seconds here to go in the period. It will be Eli's choice to start the third period. Down to 10 seconds. He's in a good spot to hold him down here. Shouldn't give up any more points, so he's going to take a 4-2 lead into the third period with his choice. Immediately looks at the official and points down. He knew where he had to be.
Yep.
Set. Erdman gets on the left side. Right off the whistle, Eli just kind of based out to see what Erdman was going to do. Now he's back up on his base, right behind the scoreboard, so we can't really see him too good. Erdman's trying to dig in an armbar. I think he does get one in, and Eli pulls it back out and gets his hands back out front. He's got to keep working because he does have a warning for stalling here. But Erdman is just sitting on the one leg, too, so the official sees that and kind of neutralizes everything. Now Erdman tries a tilt. Eli blocked that off, just keeping a really good solid base underneath. Now he's on his feet, and Erdman's up, kind of trying to hang on to him, and then he rips him back down the mat. Right away, Eli bounces right back up to his feet, trying to get away. Now he reaches back, and he throws Erdman over the top, and he's going to come up with a good reversal there. Oof. He just about caught him on his back, but he was a little off balance. So
I think he learned that move from the Fink brothers.
they were
good at that.
Yeah, he just about caught a leg with his leg to hook Erdman. Then he would have kept him on his back, and it might have been trouble, but Erdman was able to kind of roll off to the side. Now he goes up, throws in a half Nelson from the other side, and they go right out on the edge of the mat. Erdman did a quick little spin around under Eli. Eli did the same thing all within probably 2 or 3 seconds. They went from bottom to top to bottom. So down to 16 seconds here. Eli's just got to hang on for dear life, keep working, not get a warning. Even if he does get a warning for stalling, it's not the end of the world.
Right.
6-3. Just doesn't want to get rotated and put on his back or anything.
Speaking of backs, I think he has Erdman on his back.
Yep. Erdman kind of did a little roll on him, and Eli caught him, and that's going to do it. He is going to win this last match of his year.
9-2. All right, we're looking for in fifth place.
He will take fifth place.
We're looking for the Daniel Gunnlaugsson match. He will be our next wrestler.
Eli is just a junior too, so he will be coming back. Well wrestled match there. 127 pounds. Let's see. Daniel up on the board here.
I don't see him.
Nope. He is not on the board.
Okay, we'll take this break and we'll come back with that match as soon as we can find it, and let you know. Let the station know. We'll be back after this.
This is Kiana, and here at Greater Community Credit Union, we do what's best for our members, which means we offer competitive interest rates on our deposit accounts, such as savings, checking, deposits, and IRAs. Contact us today at 1-800-276-0025 for our current rates, or visit us online at greatercu.com, Greater Community Credit Union, because community matters. Member NCUA.
Well, thank you, Maynard, and welcome back. We're at Daniel Gunnlaugsson, a senior, 52-1, and he'll be wrestling also another senior, Ethan Sylvester, 52-3, from Steno Grace. So the two of those wrestlers have quite a season record of 106-3.
And we also have Sam Greets coming up on Matt. Number two here, so we'll have two matches going.
Okay.
Try and just go both back and forth.
And the Billingson matches just shook hands and they're underway.
Sam is wrestling Bailey Pichel from Frazee, a 29-6 junior.
Sylvester pushing down on my head for Dan gets back up. Just trying to feel each other out a little bit. Dan in the double underhook and tries to trip Sylvester, but that doesn't work. He just backed up on him, and now they get back in.
Both Sam Greets and Bailey Pershall just trying to get inside on each other. They've each had underhooks or the Russian ties on each other, but just kind of feeling your partner out, just making sure that you can know what you feel safe doing.
Right. Speaking of Russian tie, that's what Daniel tried it. Sylvester threw a pass, but he's back in that. What's that? Don't they break apart completely again? Both Fischel right in the middle of the mat here. Fischel snaps Sam down, but Sam's able to bounce right back up off his knee and get back to his feet. Nope, nobody really in the Gullickson Sylvester match. Nobody's really tried to go down to the legs, either double or single or ankle fit or whatever. It's all been pretty much upper body and Russian ties.
Down to 14 seconds here on the Dreets match.
Daniels threw him by him, and he tried to pick up an ankle as Sylvester went by and missed.
I like these championship singlets we have. They're sharp.
Yeah.
White on top, and then it fades into a gray from about the waistline down to the thigh. That's going to...
First period is over, and no score.
Same on mat number two with Sam Dreets and Fischel.
Well, Dan stands up right away. Now he tries to hop over. And Sylvester, big scramble, and they go off the mat. No change. Dan did a nice stand-up, and then he tried to throw the hips over when Sylvester brought him down. Now the two officials are talking over. There could have been a loss of control there when they went off the mat. Or maybe even a reversal.
On the Dreets match, Fischel just got away. Sam had him up on a high single, bouncing around on the mat, but Fischel's able to get his foot on the ground and break away. So Fischel leads 1-0.
After the officials on the Gunnarsson, they said that he did have a reversal before the two of them went off the mat. Now they went to referee's position, and Sylvester broke away with a stand-up and scored now 2-1 in favor of Daniel Gunnarsson. They're locked up again. Dan with a Russian tie.
Yeah, he likes that. He does a lot of stuff off of that. He's so quick. On the Dreets Fischel mat, nothing's changed. Daly Fischel got an escape, and both guys is working on trying to get a takedown on each other, and they go off. I guess it's going to be a stalemate on the edge of the mat, not out of bounds, but back to the middle.
Oh,
20 seconds ago.
Sylvester in a kind of a Russian tie, too, and he tried to put a shoulder into Dan and bring him down, and they were both down on the mat, but the Daniel did a half turn and faced him off, and they was able to stand up.
On the Dreets match, Fischel shot in, had Sam way up in the air on a single, and now Sam Dreets takes him down with a little Kelly fireman's carry, and he's got Fischel on his back, but Fischel's able to rotate and get around. He's going to get a 2-point takedown and a 2-point near fall on that, so he will take a 4-1 lead, and I think it's his choice in the third period.
Well, the Gunnarsson Sylvester match, the second period is over.
Sam chooses a down position, blows out of there immediately, so now 5-1. Now he's just got to work on playing the game and not letting Fischel catch him in a throw or anything. He's got Fischel down underneath him in a front headlock, and the official blows stalemate.
In the Gunnarsson-Sylvester match, Sylvester chose down, and Sam rolled him out after the takedown in the first period, and he's got him flat on his belly. Now he's trying to get up to all four, his base, and hold.
Sam Dreets is walking Fischel around with that Russian tie. It's a good way to kill some time, and you look like you're working, so not going to get warm for stalling. Now he drops down into a single on Fischel, trying to lift him up. You got to be careful. Fischel doesn't lock on and throw him here, but Sam's being very careful. Now he's got a trap between his legs, trying to work his hands free. There he gets it free. gets down onto the ankle. Pichel tries to go down underneath, kind of does a monkey roll underneath him, and Sam's coming out the back. Ooh, watch that leg. That is really stretched out here. Pichel's just hanging onto that leg for dear life. It's not doing him any good, and we're going to get a stalemate.
And working for a far side cradle, it looks like he's got the hands locked up, but Sylvester posts that far leg, and it's out there. But Sam, just a good rider, and a stalemate is called, or Daniel.
You were listening to me from last match.
I've done it all.
Yeah. Down to 22 seconds to go on the Sam Greets match. He is leading 5-1. Pichel goes in and tries an underhook, but Sam's just blocking off. There's been no warnings for stalling, so he can just kind of play the game here and push him, push Pichel away. Now they warn Sam for stalling. No harm done. 5 seconds to go. They're not going to do it again. They go out of bounds right in front of the coaches. 3 seconds to go.
After the stalemate, Sylvester, all right. Sylvester tried to roll out of there, and Sam went with him and got it in trouble, but his balance is so good that he was able to post an arm and stay in balance, and he ended up winning that of 2-1. So third place for Daniel Gunnlaugsson.
It'll be the same for Sam Greets on this end. He ends up winning that match 5-1, so he places third, and he is just a junior.
All right. 145.
Oh. So congratulations to Sam Greets and his mom and dad, John and Amy.
And as well,
coaching
as
staff for all 9 yards.
For Daniel Gunnlaugsson, his mom and dad, Sam and Jeannie. So great job. Now we're just waiting for
Brady Rohde.
Brady Rohde, and that will be a while, so we'll turn it back to the station, but we're having a good round here.
Yes, we are.
A North basketball from Montevideo. It is Super Saturday, and we're in the fourth game of a full slate of basketball today. We're at halftime, Lacaparle and Central Minnesota Christian School. The Blue Jays were the number 3 seed coming into the tournament with a 16-10 record. Right now, they currently lead Lacaparle 36-27 at halftime. Halftime leaders for the Blue Jays, Nathan Wieberding has 9 points, Eli Gertis with 7, Drew Dunnick with 8, and for the Eagles, TJ Mitchell having a great first half with 9 points, Matthew Arndt chipping in 5. The Eagles started off with an 8-2 lead, just under 3 minutes to go in the game, and things were looking promising. Then, as we've seen a couple times this year, they went into an offensive slump, and Prinsburg took a 12-10 lead 5 minutes into the game, which caused Coach Robin Rademacher to call a timeout, their first of the half. And from that point on, Prinsburg kept the lead, maintained it. The Eagles got within 19 to 16 with about 6.5 minutes to go in the half, but their offense was kind of at a standstill, and the Blue Jays from Christian School went on and kept that lead, and they lead by 9 at half, 36-27. Other scores from today in the first game, Dawson's the number 1 seed, 25-2 record. They beat the number 9 seed Lakeview Lakers 71-35, and they will advance to the 6 o'clock game semifinal of Section 3A North on Thursday night here in Montevideo, and they will take on Mineota. Mineota, the number 4 seed with a 20-7 record. They beat Canby 70-64 in another classic close game between those two schools. In the third game of the day, McCray put on an offensive explosion. They had 44 points at halftime. They ended up with 91, winning 91-55 over the number 7 seed RCW Jaguars. So they will advance to take on the winner of this game right here. Like we said, it's halftime in Montevideo, and the Blue Jays from Central Minnesota Christian School are leading 36-27. So for the Eagles, they need to get on the scoring track. They need to start hitting some three-pointers. They're a little bit short in that department. And as we mentioned on the pregame show earlier, recap, Prinsburg is the stingiest team as far as defensive stats go. They give up the fewest points in all of Section 3A, North or South, and they're certainly proving that again, holding the Eagles to 27 halftime points. So this is Bart Hill reporting from Montevideo, Section 3A, here on KLQP.
It's 9 minutes after 5 at Q92 Radio.
State Wrestling.
All right, Paul, thank you very much. Well, our last wrestler from Team United, and rightly so, is our heavyweight in Grady Roby, and he'll be wrestling an opponent that he already beat once, but
early in the round, yeah.
Boy, you never know, and that's
it'll be Sam Winkle, and he ran in the second round. The first round, Brady wrestled Clayton Danielson from Grand Rapids, 18-0, and then he wrestled this Sam Winkles, who he will wrestle now in for third place, and he pinned him at the 258 mark, which really means nothing because either way they can go. And then he ran into Rogan Bender, just a beast, caught Brady in a cradle and ended up pinning him. Brady came back and wrestled Carson Schoenbauer from Scott West. Earned the fall in the second period, 2 minutes and 20 seconds into the match, and that brought him back, and Sam Winkles worked his way back into third place. So Brady Rohde, 46-6 senior, has been the anchor for our team all year long. He's had big moments where he had to win, and our section final team was the immaculate thing that could ever happen for a heavyweight. So he is walking out of the mat right now. He is a 46-6 record, and he is our senior, so we will dearly miss him next year.
Yep. His folks are Jim and Amy.
He is stepping out of the mat right now, so.
And we interviewed him after the section tournament. What a nice young man, huh?
Yep.
Kind of a gentle giant,
he
is.
Until he grabs onto you.
Yeah.
All right, they're underway. Winkles, I'm sure, is going to be a lot more careful coming in. He kind of shot in under Brady that last match. Brady took him down and then threw him in a cradle, rolled him over and pinned him, if I remember right. Cradle or headlock, I can't remember. But I'm sure Winkles is going to approach him.
Yeah, I think with his long length, I think it was a cradle.
I think it was, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've seen a few matches, so
just a couple.
Both guys just kind of hand fighting now in a head tie. Brady tries to snap Winkles down.
Well, Winkles defeated the New Ulm heavyweight. That would have been a rematch for Brady, too, of the last 3 years, probably.
Right.
And New Ulm was ahead until the third period, and Brady scored a 5-point hold on it to win.
Winkle shoots down in underneath Brady. He's got him hopping around on one leg. Brady's trying to get hooked into the inside leg here of Winkles. Winkles takes him down to the mat. Brady pops right back up around, trying to come around the corner. He has Winkles underneath him right now, putting a lot of pressure on Winkles' arms, and gets around. No points were awarded yet. Man, they were on the mat. And then Brady takes him backwards and gets a beautiful takedown, so he takes a 2-0 lead. Good action there for heavyweight.
Yes. Well, actually, Winkles initiated the move.
Right. No. Shot down on a single, and Brady just stayed with it. Tries to get that cross. Well, he does have a cross face on. He's got Winkles in a cradle, but they're out on the edge of the mat, so they call him out of bounds. Fresh start in the middle.
Now we're only on that four.
Just 12 seconds left on them in the first period here, so let's hope Brady can keep Winkles down, take that 2-0 lead into the second period. He is a tremendous rider. He gets high and he risks. He looks like he might be in a little bit of trouble, but
He is very under control. Winkle steps up. Brady hooks a leg and then takes him down hard.
No points.
That's a lot of weight coming down on you. So 2-0. The flip of the disc goes to Winkles. He wants to go neutral.
Yeah, he likes that single leg. That's all he got it on the New Home heavyweight. He's not afraid to go in underneath a bigger man.
Yeah, he's quite a bit smaller than Brady, but yeah, he shot in there and Brady was able to block it off. Both guys, wrestlers in a head tie right here. Winkles tries to shuck Brady by, but it's a lot of body to move. Doesn't work. Brady's very quick for a big man.
Yes.
People shoot in on him, and he's able to sprawl and turn hips real quick. He's very talented for a big guy.
Well, going into the tournament, Winkles was a junior from Austin. He had a 45-1 record, so he could be back next year and be a medalist too, but maybe on a higher level.
I'm sure he'll be back. He's got an underhook on the right arm, or left arm of Brady, Winkle's right arm. Brady just blocking that off. Now he steps in and he gets the underhook. He's got Winkles kind of stood pretty straight up, and they break apart, separate, and go back to the middle of the mat. Brady's in a good spot here just to stay busy and just doesn't want to get called for stalling or anything. We got an overtime mat on the heavyweights down here right in front of us, and it's getting loud. Brady takes Winkles, kind of shoves him out of bounds. 15 seconds to go here in the second period, and it will be Brady's choice when it comes to the third period. Winkles tries to kind of snap down Brady's head and go in on a single, but Brady just blocks him out. Both wrestlers just in a head tie right here and going to finish out that second period. Brady knows exactly where he needs to go. He doesn't even really look at his coaches for that decision. He's wrestled enough. He knows I want to go down.
Yeah, and he can really move off the whistle here if he wants.
Winkles climbs on the right side. Brady just kind of pulls up. Now he's getting his foot out, trying to stand up. Winkles hanging on. Brady reaching down, grabbing hands around the waist. Winkles kind of tried to... was going to do a double or on a lift on the leg and just kind of try and step in between and hook it, but Brady blocked that off.
Trying to get up on his feet. He is up on his feet. Oh! Winkles picks him up and puts him down, but he put him down off the mat.
Just about into the coaches. Let's...
So he just arm pressed 285 pounds,
right? Obviously, Winkles is a very strong guy. So he's got Brady broke down, trying to run a crossface on him. Brady grabs that hand, peels it off. He's got to just keep working and grabbing hands and crawling around, and maybe Winkles will expose something, or he will cut him loose. He might have to. He's got Brady broke down in his stomach right here, but. He's looking at the clock with a minute to go. He's going to cut Brady loose.
Brady grabs onto his legs, trying to get up.
Yeah, spins around quick and hooks that one leg, and I think he's got it locked up. And it's going to be a stalemate. Points awarded for the escape there because of... they did give Brady an escape. Okay.
So they're on their feet.
So 3-0.
Oh, Winkles in there on a single again, but
Brady coming around. He's got cross base on him. Winkles is hanging on to the arm, but Brady can just sit here and play the game. He's got a leg hook. I mean, they're going to let this go, and there he gets a two-point takedown.
Yes.
That's probably pretty much going to lock it up. Winkles
gets a two-over deal for him.
Flattened out on the mat, he's going to take third place finish down here. 10 seconds to go. Oh, the crowd is just nuts on that other heavyweight match. But this one's pretty exciting, too. So Brady Rohde is going to finish the deal, wins 5-0.
All right. And there are not too many people that can say they won their last match in high school.
Three of them. First, third, and fifth.
Yeah.
So congratulations to him and Tim
and Amy.
Yeah.
All right. So that wraps it up for this round for us and here in the, well, there's one other match going on, but they're going to rip up a couple mats and change things around and clean the mats maybe and then introduce the finals.
Brady goes over and gives the coaches big hugs, both Coach Hank Ireland and Sam Hendrickson.
Yeah,
so appreciates everything they've done for him.
That's for sure. So we'll send it back to the studio. We have one match to go, and that's way at 189 in the championship as Nick Wagner, and he will wrestle.
Should be on. Let me get to the page. He is going to be wrestling Nick Slater, a junior, 47-5 from Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial.
Okay. So keep that dial tuned to Q92. It's probably going to be over an hour before we get to that match. And then we will wrap up our three-day parade here in St. Paul. Back to you in the studio.
All right, thanks, Dick and Danny, for that, and congratulations to Brady Rohde of Team United there. Bart Hill has been over in Montevideo covering Section 3A boys basketball, and he has this report here.
This is Bart Hill reporting from Montevideo High School in Section 3A.